Good morning, everyone. There's truly no friend in the world like Jesus. Our lesson today is titled Elijah, Prophet of Courage. Our Bible passage is 1 Kings, 18th chapter, 5th through the 18th verses. 1 and 2 Kings tells of three major historical periods in Israel's past: the United Kingdom under the rule of David and Solomon, the Divided Kingdom, which followed the rebellion of northern Israel against Judah, and the surviving kingdom of Judah before and after they came under the rule of Babylonia. These books of the Bible also tell of the lives of several fearless prophets. Elijah was one such prophet. God had instructed Elijah to go to King Ahab. It is said King Ahab's sins were far greater than all the kings that came before him, because his leading of God's people into sin by worshiping the gods of Baal and Asherah angered the God of Israel greatly and caused Israel to move farther away from their covenant with him. He said, "Go tell Ahab, for these reasons there will be no rain or dew for 3 years." And this angered King Ahab, and there began a 3-year search for Elijah to kill him. Ahab searched high and low, but no one knew where to find him. God had placed Elijah in a place of protection and supplied all of his needs, and even demonstrated his power to the woman that sheltered Elijah by bringing life to her dead son and providing her family with all they needed as they sheltered Elijah during this period of drought. During the final year of this 3-year drought, God spoke to Elijah again. God's prophet Elijah was instructed to tell Ahab the drought would soon be over. King Ahab and Obadiah, an official in the king's court, were on separate journeys to find water for Ahab's horses. Obadiah, in his journey, met Elijah on the road. Now, he recognized Elijah because of the clothes he was wearing. He wore a hair shirt with a leather belt. Even though Obadiah was an official of the king's court, he was still a worshiper of the God of Israel. And he had hid 100 of God's prophets in 2 caves and supplied them with water and food to protect them from being killed by Ahab's wife, Jezebel. When told to tell Ahab that Elijah was here to see him, Obadiah became fearful. He felt if he told Ahab that Elijah was here to see him and Elijah didn't show, he would be put to death. But Elijah, being full of courage, told Obadiah not to fear, because he would be there to meet Ahab. And even though Elijah knew King Ahab wanted him dead, he was going to face him and deliver God's message. We as Christian believers must be thankful we live in a country where we can freely worship our Creator wherever, whenever, and however we please. Yes, we can praise Him in the morning, praise Him in the noontime, and praise Him when the sun goes down. We can stand in the middle of a street and shout hallelujah to the heavens with no problem. Now, you might get a few looks, but you might receive some company because they feel your joy too. But then, there are parts in this world where Christian worship in any form is forbidden. If discovered, worshipers could be imprisoned, tortured, or even put to death, and their places of secret worship, usually their homes, destroyed. And we, as a free Christian society, must continue to pray for those faithful Christians who exhibit the courage to worship our Creator under those adverse conditions, and pray for their protection as well. Father in heaven, as we come to you this morning, we give you thanks for placing us in an environment where we can worship you in spirit and in truth, where we can open our hearts, lay our petitions at your feet, give you praise and thanks, in any way that we feel we need to. We thank you, Father, for your protective hand that you have held upon us during this difficult time, Father, with crises of violence, health, natural disasters, and many other forms of trauma that could come to us, Father. We thank you for that protective hand over us and our families, Father. We thank you for the strength that you give those that have lost loved ones recently, Father. And we ask you to continue to bring them comfort and surround them with your love and let them know that you are with them always and that you will never forsake any of us. We ask you, Father, for our strength as we continue to go forward under these conditions, Father, that we are dealing with, Father. We're dealing with violence within our communities, and we're dealing with racial issues as well, Father, from all fronts, Father. It's not just about any one particular race, Father, but there are several races right now that are being attacked just because of the color of their skin, Father. And we pray that the hearts of men will be changed to understand and to help us to love one another, dear Lord. We come to you, Father, because you say that God is love. And that is one of the prime requisites for being a Christian. You must love your fellow man. You must love your neighbor. You must love everybody and treat them as you want them to treat you. We pray, Lord, that this mindset will take hold across this nation and help the people that don't quite get it, help them to understand it, Father. Even help us as Christians be your voice crying in the wilderness to let them know that things can be accomplished better by love. We thank you, Father, this morning for being in our midst, and we thank you for the opportunity to come before you in this manner. We ask you, Father, to remember all those that are not feeling the best in their bodies. We pray, Lord, that you continue to bring them the healing that they need. We continue to thank the Lord for those that you have given longevity to. We thank you, Father, for our pastor. We continue to bring her before you, dear Lord. We continue to bring her before you, Father, as a group, praying for her well-being, praying for her strength, praying for the message that you have given her, Father, that it will touch a soul this morning, then cause them to change their direction in which they are going, Father, to change the direction to the path that will lead to you. We thank you, Father, for her. We pray, Father, for her wisdom and all that you give her, Father. We pray for a restoration because it takes a lot to be the pastor of any church, of any organization. And to be that leader, it takes a lot of sacrifice because she has to do as you guide her and as you tell her. And it gives her courage to sometimes stand, to always stand for what is right and for what it is that you want us to do. And we stand behind her, Father, with that. So therefore, we stand shoulder to shoulder with you. And we thank you, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that your will be done in all situations. And we ask these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.